No,
okay. If somebody's been sick and he's up now, he still looks a little bit...
peaked.
Mm-hmm. And a person who can lift heavy weights is big and...
strong.
Would you ever use stout to mean strong?
I don't think so.
What would it mean?
Stout would mean fat.
Okay.
Heavy.
Somebody who's very easy to get along with.
Easygoing.
Mm-hmm. A boy, teenager, who's always falling over things, he's very...
clumsy.
Mm-hmm. A person who keeps doing things that don't make any sense is just a plain...
fool.
Okay. Let's see, we already did that one. We did that one. An old man who is still very strong and doesn't show his age, you see, he's still very...
agile.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any term like that for children who are extremely active?
Well, the word active for children would be used very much,
right. Mm-hmm.
Describing that.
All right. If the children were out too late, you'd say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
leery, or concerned, mm-hmm. or worried.
You wouldn't say you felt easy, you felt...
uneasy.
Mm-hmm. If I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, I might say I'm...
afraid.
Mm-hmm. If a person gets afraid easily, you'd say he's kind of...
scary.
Mm-hmm. And a place that's frightening would be... like a dark road, that's a...
I was thinking about a haunted house, but... deserted area, deserted road.
If it frightens you, you'd say it's a...
scary.
Mm-hmm. The old gray mare, she ain't what she...
used to be.
Do you have a negative form of that? I don't know why she's afraid now. She,
Wasn't afraid before.
Well, would you say didn't used to be, or used not to be, or usedn't to be?
Well, probably didn't used to be.
Okay. And somebody who makes a lot of mistakes, in addition, you'd say he's very
careless,
mm-hmm.
sloppy.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of.
Kind of queer.
Mm-hmm. Does that word mean anything else?
No, it's just that you don't really understand her. She just,
mm-hmm.
she does things that you wish you could understand, okay. You don't know why she does it.
If you call somebody a queer, would that
That's entirely different.
Okay. Okay. Then if a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you'd say don't be so...
straight-laced.
Okay. Anything else?
He
just, nothing can make him change his mind. You say he's very...
determined, very...
Mm-hmm.
That's another word I'm looking for. Can't think.
Okay. If somebody you can't joke with without his losing his temper, you say he's very...
oh, boy. Very, trying to think of. I know exactly what I want to say and can't think of it, John.
The least little thing goes wrong, it upsets him. He's very.
Completely lost my word for that.
Well, touchy or testy.
Oh, touchy, yeah, that would be.
All right. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get.
Hurt.
Or
get. Upset.
Or even more than upset, he got...
disturbed.
Or he was furious, he got...
furious.
Or...
furious, mad.
All right. If somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him just...
calm down.
All right. And if you've been working hard, you're very...
tired.
And if you even more than tired, you're all...
exhausted.
Or all... I'm completely...
done in.
How about a form of wear out? I'm all
worn out.
Mm-hmm. If a person has been well, and you suddenly hear that he's got some disease, you say, when was it that he...